market structure, sales strategy, and operating slash service characteristics. Market structure and sales strategy. Before shippers and carriers began to use multimodal transport for shipping cargo, the various transport options were in competition with each other. Road and air transport, for example, competed for a fast shipping cycle, while rail and inland water transport competed for low-cost, high-weight freight contracts. With multimodal transport, competition may be limited to a selection between viable options. Some larger carriers have multimodal capabilities as part of their business, which allows them to use the most efficient combinations that make sense for their customers. For example, FedEx, CSX, and Maersk Sealand all own a variety of modes, containers, and road, air, and water carriers. Most often, carriers determine what mode or modal combination to use, basing their decision on capacity, route, cost efficiency, and delivery deadlines. Operating slash service characteristics of multimodal transport. Multimodal transport is increasingly becoming the preferred option for shippers and carriers alike. Operating and service characteristics, such as flexibility when it comes to routes and speed, make it an attractive option. Capability. Multimodal transport carriers absorb benefits from each other, including the load size they move. For example, a road carrier can haul a number of containers in a convoy and then combine its load with that of another carrier when it works with an international container ship. Multimodal capability opens new routes for transportation providers to move international containers across a combination of water and land routes. Cost structure. Cost efficiencies without service or accessibility sacrifices are easier to achieve with multimodal transport because shippers can use the best qualities of more than one mode. For example, moving furniture made in North Carolina on the East Coast to California on the West Coast costs less when the furniture is picked up by a truck at the factory, brought to a railroad terminal for transport cross-country, and then picked up by another truck and delivered to the customer as opposed to using only road transport. With multimodal shipments, a shipper can negotiate a less expensive door-to-door rate. Additional carrier expense will be unnecessary. Shippers should keep in mind that with multimodal transport, legal issues arise when cargo is lost or damaged. As cargo moves from one transportation mode to another, legal or regulatory liability limits will change. Liability limits are different for truck, rail, and ocean. Sometimes limits change from carrier to carrier. For example, if one ocean carrier has negotiated different limits with the U.S. Ocean Shipping Reform Act, but another one has not. For additional complexity, the flag under which each carrier operates can make a difference. This is an issue mostly for shippers who have not insured their cargo and for insurance companies. Companies with global supply chains face additional risks, including longer lead times, supply disruptions caused by global customs, foreign regulations, port congestion, political and/or economic instability in a source country, and economic factors such as exchange rate changes. Shippers can make use of the services of freight forwarders for international contract negotiations. Capacity. Different modes may have different capacity levels, so it is important to consider how to create a transition between modes to avoid schedule disruptions. Speed. Shippers can select multimodal transport carriers based on their need for speed. Air is, of course, the fastest provider for medium to long distance routes. Add truck transport to air, and the air truck multimodal transport becomes the fastest mode for door-to-door service. With water carriers as the slowest mode, any multimodal transport option with water will not be as fast. Land bridges facilitate faster delivery by shortening sea routes or bypassing congested canal transits. Accessibility slash flexibility. Greater accessibility can be achieved with multimodal transport. Trucks can reach door-to-door and provide transportation on either end of a journey, while money is saved and options are greatly expanded with rail or water during interstate or international travel. For example, road and rail carriers increase their international reach when they team up with a container ship. Multimodal transport also uses the best quality of each mode. For example, shipping low-sulfur coal from a mine in the U.S. to a Japanese utility company can be done via rail-water-rail multimodal transport. The low-cost, high-weight features of both modes benefit customers. Environmental efficiency slash efficacy. With every new model of ocean carrier, environmental efficiencies are improved upon. Rail carriers create far less pollution than road carriers do. The EU and the UK have both embraced multimodal transport, using environmentally friendly modes like these as an opportunity to minimize the pollution and noise of road transport. For example, specific interchange points or terminals for transferring cargo from trucks to rail have been set up along various routes in the UK for access to the European rail network via the Channel Tunnel. These often have warehouse and distribution companies nearby, as well as freight consolidation and breakbulk services. International multimodal terminals and freight villages are European innovations that have spread worldwide and facilitate multimodal transport between road, rail, and water transport. Safety. Multimodal transport is safer than ever. The use of technology and engineering has made cargo loading practices much safer. Transportation management systems increase cargo visibility and allow shippers to anticipate areas of concern and revise routes, carriers, or schedules. Multimodal terminals enable efficient and safe interchanges between road, rail, and other transport modes.